So I'm going to say one of the beautifully dramatic episodes in the parsha is where Yaakov Avinu blesses his grandchildren. Right? Yaakov Avinu has the great schus to go ahead and bless him. You know, Yaakov Avinu, essentially, you know, Soloveitchik has a whole piece about this where he writes that Yaakov was the first Jewish grandfather. He was the first Zayda. Because if you think about it, by the other Avos, we don't really see much of a relationship between grandparents and grandchildren. Yaakov Avinu was the first one of Mamish had the schus to be able to really know his grandchildren. So the pasuk says, and again, this is the pasuk that impacts us dramatically to this very day. Pasuk Memches, Pasuk Chaf, Vayivarechim Bayomahu Leimar. Chapter 48, verse 20. Yaakov Avinu went ahead and blessed them that day, saying, blessed Ephraim and Menashe. Becho Yivarech Yisrael Leimar. Klal Yisrael will forever bless their children through you. Yisimcha Elokim. Then may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make you like Ephraim and Menashe, Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. And ultimately, again, he put Ephraim before Menashe. So both say, much attention is given to this pasuk because of the changing of the birth order, even though, again, Menashe was older, but ultimately, Yaakov puts Ephraim before Menashe. And again, the greatness of this bracha is for some reason Yaakov Avinu makes Ephraim and Menashe like the paradigm of Jewish blessing. Which I both say, and again, there's much written about this. We don't know all that much about Ephraim and Menashe. It doesn't say Yisim Chalokim ka Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, right? Which would parallel the girl's bracha. It doesn't say Yisim Chalokim ka Moshe v'Yoshua, David u'Shlomo, but rather, again, ka Ephraim u'Menashe. Okay, so we've spoken about in the past the uniqueness of Ephraim and Menashe, why they become the paradigm of bracha. But I must say, I want to share with you a magnificent idea by the tzaddik Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov. And Moshe Leib of Sasov says that there's a different bracha embedded in this pasuk. You see, everybody focuses that we're blessing our children, told them to be like Ephraim and Menashe. The Rebbe says there's a different bracha in this pasuk. He says the bracha is already contained in the beginning. Vayivarechem Bayom Hahu Lemar. Says the Rebbe, that's the bracha. Vayivarechem Bayom Hahu. What's the bracha of Bayom Hahu? Beirach Osam Sheivakshu V'yispalalu Rak Al Tzorchei Hayom Hahu. The bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave his grandchildren and the bracha that ultimately he gives us is the bracha of Bayom Hahu. I give you the bracha of today, that when you live your life, you should daven. When you live your life, you should actualize your potential. Bayomahu, v'lo yidagu da'agas machar. Do not spend your life worrying about tomorrow. See, what the Rebbe is saying is as follows. So many of us spend all of our energies focusing on the future that we forget to maximize the present. We spend so much of our time focusing on planning. What's going to happen? What's going to be? How do I set myself up for success? That we forget that the way to set yourself up for success, Rabosa, has nothing to do with your future. The way to set myself up for success ultimately is how? By maximizing my present. See, Rabosa, here's the great secret in life. You don't control your future. You don't control tomorrow. You don't control next year. You know, we've spoken about it before. There's a beautiful Gemara Maseches Shabbos. Remember again, the Gemara says that David HaMelech asks the Ribbono Shel Olam, when am I going to die? And what does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? You're going to die on Shabbos. David HaMelech says, I don't want to die on Shabbos. Let me die on Sunday. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't die on Sunday. Why? Because kivar higia eis shloma bincha limloch vein malchus nogea bechaverta afilu kimalinima. Sunday is really the time for the monarchy of Shlomo, and one monarchy cannot overlap with another monarchy, ultimately, again, even by a hair's breadth. So what does David HaMelech say? Fine, let me die on Friday. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Baruch Shalom says, one day of your life in this world is worth more to me than the tens of thousands of karbanos that will be brought in the Beis HaMikdash that your son Shlomo is going to build. Rabosai, that's the power of a day. The Ribbono Shel Olam, can you imagine this? Can you imagine living a life that is so impactful that the Ribbono Shel Olam says to me, one day of your life in this world is worth more to me than the tens of thousands of kabbalos that will be brought in the Beis HaMikdash to be built ultimately, Rabosai, the power of the day, the power of today. Every single day, Rabosa, is an olam bifnei atzmo. Every single day is a world unto itself. Every single day is a lifetime unto itself. You know, I've mentioned this before. The Ger Rebbe, the Sasema, says something so beautiful. He says, we often measure time in the continuum of weeks, months, and years. The Rebbe says, the best way to live life is to look at life. The entire continuum of life is encased in what I will say, one day. When you wake up in the morning, mazel tov. Mazel tov. What's the, we'll say, the mazel tov is not that you got out of bed, right? That's the mazel tov. The mazel tov is, yeah, I'm not sure, of course. The mazel tov is, I'm born. I'm born every single day, every single morning is a rebirth. I'm born. And I will say, comes about 10, 11 in the morning, right? What happens? Mazel tov, bar mitzvah. Comes about noontime, mazel tov, the chuppah, right? Comes about mid-afternoon, I'm in my 30s, 40s, mincha time, 50s, 60s, in between mincha time, 70, 80s, seis ha-kochavim, 120 baruch dayanemes. Another day has gone by, another unit of lifetime has gone by. People say every single day is a day unto itself. Every single day is olam. People say successful living, meaningful living is a person who maximizes each and every day. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me the gift of birth this morning, that means I have something dramatic. I have something amazing. I have something cathartic to accomplish today. Rabbi say, don't let the day slip through your fingers. Don't let the, you know, so many times in life we look back and we say to ourselves, the worst thing a person could ever say in life. What's the Rabbi say? What's the worst thing a person could ever say in life? Where did the day go? Right? Like a person, like, where did the day go? Like some kind of tippish. Like, where did the day go? You fool. Where did the day go? You squandered it. You wasted it. You didn't maximize it. You got caught up in things that I shouldn't get caught up in. I don't mean these swimming avers. I just mean like silliness, things that aren't advancing my life agenda. Don't ask where did the day go. You know exactly where the day went. The day went the way they went enough. They went down the drain because I didn't maximize on both sides. So many times, it's one day, 2 days, 3 days, 10 days, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, and then a person never stops asking, where did the day go? Instead, what do they ask? Where did my life go? And Abosai, people ask that question. People ask, where did my life go? I had so many dreams, so many goals. Where did my life go? And Abosai, it's not because I made dramatic mistakes, and I, Baruch Hashem, I didn't do anything bad, and thank God I'm a pretty good person, but if you're not vigilant with how you spend your days, then a lifetime goes by and I haven't accomplished the things I want to. That says the great tzaddik Rav Moshe Leib of Sasov, is the great bracha. The great bracha is not Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Menashe. That's a secondary bracha. The great bracha is Vayivarechem Bayom Hahu. The bracha I give you, says the Rebbe, is Bayom Hahu. That today is the day. The day. Which day? The day. The day that I'm going to maximize. The day that I'm going to make the most of. The day that I'm going to accomplish. It's not some other day. Sibo say, everybody has that day where I'm going to accomplish great things. Just one thing I know for sure, which is what? It's not today. It's a short Friday. You know, for sure. Like today is pretty much done already. Today, I can't accomplish anything great today. The great day is going to come. But one thing I know is for sure, it's not today. And it's not Shabbos also because I'm tired on Shabbos. It's not Sunday because it's a family day. Monday is a legal holiday. So Baruch Hashem, already again, I'm up to Tuesday in life and there's absolutely no obligation to accomplish anything before Tuesday. We'll say it's not the way the Yid works. Every day is the day. Every day is the day. That's the great bracha that Yaakov Avinu ultimately gives to his grandchildren. It's the great bracha he gives us in Rabbi Say, we should be zochem, Yerz Hashem, to not only hear this bracha. First of all, this is the bracha I would suggest that we give our children on Shabbos night also. Not just Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Menashe, or Yisimecha Elokim Kesoref Korach Avaleya, but imagine if we start to give our children this bracha. My dear child, I give you the bracha, Bayomahu. Bayomahu. That you should be zochem Yerz Hashem to make every day the day. You should be zochem Yerz Hashem to maximize all of your days, not just some of them. That you should be zochem Yerz Hashem to live a life of Bayomahu. Maximizing every moment.